In the first reading today, we hear what oftentimes get misinterpreted or framed in the wrong mindset that somehow God's already made up his mind to set out to punish the people. No, he didn't. You have to imagine a big city back in those days have a lot of people. And he's only looking for a few righteous. And even then, there were no righteous people there. And so Abraham reached out to God and asked him, "Well, Lord, I know that they're not righteous. They're not doing what's right. But for the sake of their conversion, what if only 10 people? But if only 10 righteous people are there, would you spare them? Would you save them?" And we were able to see how merciful God is. Perhaps we're still here because of that 10 righteous people in Burkwinet, you know. And so praise God for that. And we have to know that God is very merciful. But may we not forget that he is just. And to abuse his mercy is in a way, it's to very selfishly ignore him and treat him less than he is. The one who is deserving of all of our adoration, worship, and love. That's why today the Lord Jesus said clearly that we need to leave everything behind to follow him. He speaks about radical discipleship. It really takes a lot to leave everything behind to follow him. He said, "Foxes have dens, birds of the sky have nests, but him, the Son of Man, had nowhere to rest his head." Because he's being sent forth to preach the good news. He's being sent forth to reach out to those who are hurt, those who are in need of healing, those who are lost and are in need of God. So for our very own lives too, are we willing to leave everything behind to follow him? Or will we hold on to whatever is most comfortable for us and say, "Lord, I love you, comma, but." Radical discipleship, there's no comma, but. Radical discipleship requires to say, "Lord, I will follow you." And this is exactly what St. Irenaeus did. A lot of times we hear our Protestant brothers and sisters said, "The church comes from the Bible." No, the Bible comes from the church. Because St. Irenaeus is one of the church, the early church fathers, who had to fight against Gnostics and their erroneous teachings to discern the canon of the New Testament, to weed out all of the false teaching of Gnosticism in order to help form what we would consider at 27 books of the New Testament today. Irenaeus did that. Because he wanted to make sure that the scripture foretells us or teaches us the true image of Christ instead of Christ that somehow come to be like Scientologists or like someone who tells us, "Oh, if you give me enough money or if you do this and that, I will tell you the secret. And perhaps a spaceship will take you up somewhere afterward." No. St. Irenaeus teaches us that the scripture and all its revelation is sufficient for our salvation. There's no secret. There's no secret that God is hiding from us, that somehow we need to know more. Somehow we need to be in an exclusive club or a circle or whatever to be saved. No. Everything that is efficacious for our salvation have been revealed to us by God. And the scripture, according to the church fathers who have been defending it, as well as to make sure that we have the genuine teachings, are efficacious for our salvation. and the life of grace. Therefore, St. Irenaeus teaches us that example of courage, that example of what it means to abide and to be faithful with Christ, that example to seek most of all for unity. For that, he was killed. For that, he was martyred. For that, he gave his life to Christ. And for that, he followed Christ until the end, beginning with his own faithfulness. May we follow him in his own example, in following the Lord who have called us, who have loved us, who continue to nourish us and strengthen us with his grace and with his love.